Hello, everyone. Welcome back to English for You. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Mike. And today we're talking about a big new movie.
Really?
But we're not talking about a superhero movie or a science fiction movie. We're talking about an animated movie, a cartoon.
People love cartoons.
You often think of Pixar and Disney and Mr. Hayao Miyazaki from Japan with his fabulous cartoons, right?
Some great movies. Totoro and Howl's Moving Castle and Spirited Away.
Those are all animated movies or cartoons.
What was your favorite animated movie growing up?
That's a really tough question. Okay, here's one. It's going to be actually made into a live action movie, but it started off as a Japanese animated movie called Ghost in the Shell.
Great movie.
Scarlett Johansson is going to be in the new one, which people were unhappy about because the main character in the animated version was actually a Japanese woman. And they've kind of changed it to a white American lady, which I thought was weird and I wasn't happy about. We'll see. The animated movie, Ghost in the Shell, is worth watching. How about you?
My favorite animated movie when I was young was The Lion King.
The Lion King. I've never seen it.
Are you serious?
Nope.
You don't know who Simba is?
I know who Simba is.
Nala?
Scar. I know them all. Just never seen
them. Zazu?
Nope. Don't know who he is.
Oh, you should watch that movie.
Really?
The songs are amazing in that movie.
Really?
I actually love that movie because of its songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put it on my list.
You don't seem to.
No.
No?
Not really.
Okay, fine. Let's check out the movie for today. Maybe it'll be a fun movie. Maybe we can watch it together.
We could, or maybe you can take me to a showing of The Lion King. Yes, let's get to our article, because we're going to find out about a new movie called Sing.
Reading. Sing. Sing is a 3D cartoon film that is sure to win the hearts of music fans around the world. The main character, Buster Moon, is an optimistic koala who owns a small theater. Unfortunately, times are hard and he's about to go out of business. To make money to save his theater, Buster decides to hold a singing contest. All the animals in town go wild over his idea, and everyone thinks they can win first prize. Mike, a rude mouse, tries to impress the judges with old jazz songs. Ash, a porcupine with attitude, gets the crowd excited by playing punk rock music. Then, the judges' jaws drop when Johnny, a giant British gorilla, beautifully sings Stay With Me. Although all of these singers are great, only one animal can come out on top. The film features several Hollywood stars, such as Matthew McConaughey and Scarlett Johansson, doing the voices for the characters. You might be amazed at how well they sing when Sing hits a theater near you.
Okay, so our article today starts off with this sentence.
Okay.
Sing is a 3D cartoon film that is sure to win the hearts of music fans around the world.
Oh, okay. I'm already interested.
Yeah.
I like 3D. Maybe I'll get it so I can watch it at home.
Because this sounds like my kind of movie and your kind of movie, right?
It's got music. Right.
It's 3D.
Right.
And it's a cartoon.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah. And the main character, the article continues, Buster Moon, is an optimistic koala who owns a small theater. Well, of course he does, because that's what koalas do.
And an optimistic one.
And an optimistic koala. I hate those negative koalas.
Yeah.
They're such a downer. Anyways, everyone knows what a koala is. It's a type of bear. It's not really a bear, right?
Yeah.
We call it a bear, but it's, you know, it's a marsupial, I believe, like a kangaroo or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but they're famous for living in Australia, hanging around in trees, eating eucalyptus, and generally being quite lazy, but so cute.
So cute.
So they make great characters in cartoons and things like that. A character is a person or a person in a story, basically. We could talk about James Bond or Harry Harry Potter, Jack and Rose from Titanic, as being characters. They're people who are doing the action, who are involved in the story, mm-hmm. in a fictional story. Not a real person. These are people created by writers that we read about in stories and see in movies.
Oh, okay. Cool. We also see the word optimistic in this sentence, right?
Yes.
It's an adjective. And if you're optimistic, mm-hmm. you are positive.
That's right.
That means you expect good things to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, let's use it in an example sentence. Helen is optimistic about the grand prize.
Oh, she's hopeful. She thinks she's going to win.
She thinks so.
Okay.
And the opposite of optimistic mm-hmm. is pessimistic.
Ooh.
P-E-S-S-I-M-I-S-T-I-C.
Yes.
Pessimistic.
That's okay. Right.
I'm a pessimistic person.
Are you? You
yeah.
always think the bad thing is going to happen?
I always think the bad things will happen
really?
To me.
Really?
What about you, Mike?
Well, I always like to say on Monday morning, I'm very pessimistic. Friday afternoon, I'm very optimistic. So for me, it kind of depends how I'm feeling, how the weather is, what's going on in my life.
And
you
which
know,
day of the week it
which
is.
Which day of the week it is. You know, sometimes things are better, and if something bad happens, that's okay. Other times you feel like life is just throwing you bad luck, and so you think, oh, I bet tomorrow's going to be worse than today. Then I'm feeling very negative or pessimistic.
I see.
Well, for our hero, Buster, mm-hmm. he might be feeling pessimistic a little bit now because it says, unfortunately, times are hard and he's about to go out of business.
Ooh.
Yeah, anytime a sentence begins with this adverb, unfortunately, it means in a bad luck kind of way. Something bad is going to happen. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. it's raining, so we can't play basketball.
No.
We wanted to, but we can't, so it's kind of bad news.
Mm-hmm. We also see the phrase, be about to do something.
Be about to do something. You're about to explain what that means.
Exactly.
About to listen to you.
Which means that something will happen or something will be done very soon.
Mm-hmm.
For example, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Oh, in just a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool.
The article said that Buster Moon was about to go out of business.
Oh.
What does that mean, Mike?
Well, when someone goes out of business, it could be a person or it could be a company,
mm-hmm.
a business. If you go out of business, that means your business fails. All right?
Bad.
So if Bob is going out of business, that means Bob's company is failing. Or if that store is going out of business, it means maybe next week that store will be closed. Not enough customers, not enough money coming in. They can't keep going any longer. They have to shut. They have to close. They will go out of business.
Okay. So if you're about to go out of business,
it's going to happen very soon.
You yep. need to come up with a plan to save your business.
That's right.
Right.
You have to rescue it.
Kind of find out a way, how am I going to make more money so my business can continue?
Mm-hmm.
Our article says, to make money to save his theater,
yep.
Buster decides to hold a singing contest.
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a contest is a competition, okay, where people or groups of people compete to see who is better.
Okay.
Okay, so Buster is going to host a singing contest, which means people who will join the contest will compete to see who is taller.
Who's taller?
Yeah, no?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Singing contest.
That's kind of a strange singing contest. Usually it's to see who's the best singer.
Yeah.
Things like American Idol, The mm-hmm. Voice. Here they have that million star
or superstar,
or something mm-hmm. like that. And they'll have, you know, 8, 10, 20 people. And the judges will pick who is finally the best. Or the people will pick as well.
Call in and
yeah,
vote,
you can
right?
call in and vote or text and vote.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner will be the winner of the contest. Well, all the animals in town go wild over his idea. So that's good. If you go wild over something, that means you're very excited about it.
Yay,
like, that's going to be great. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. It's going to be so awesome.
I'm going to join the contest.
For sure. And everyone in town thinks they can win first prize.
Oh, they're all very optimistic.
They are. Like those people who line up for American Idol. And there's thousands of them. And only one person can win. But if you ask them, everyone's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to win. Oh, no, it's definitely going to be me. I'm such a great singer. No one ever says, no, I think I'm not very good. I'm terrible. I'm just going to go and try.
I would, because I'm pessimistic.
You would, yes,
yeah.
That's very
and
true.
Actually, I wouldn't even join, because I'm like, oh, come on, I'm not going to win
that
contest.
I'm never going to do that. Yeah. But everyone in this town, they go wild because they think they're going to win the contest.
So So which animals join the singing contest?
Okay.
We learned from our article that Mike.
Really? Me?
Mike.
Yeah.
You're a rude mouse.
I'm a rude mouse.
Mike, a rude mouse.
Is that Mickey Mouse on a bad day?
Mike, a rude mouse, tries to impress the judges with old jazz songs.
Old jazz songs. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
So every contest or competition has at least one judge, right?
Mm-hmm.
A judge is the person who decides who wins the competition.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And many competitions, like singing competitions, mm-hmm. on television will have judges, won't
exactly.
they?
Exactly. So here's an example sentence. One of the judges in the singing competition is a famous singer himself.
Really? Is it Adam Levine from Maroon 5?
Yeah.
Could be. He was a judge on one of those singing
the
contests,
voice, yes.
wasn't he? Yeah. And we can also use the word judge as a verb,
right.
can't we?
Yes, we can.
So a judge, he or she
judges a contest.
Okay.
A judge judges a contest.
That's right. Or a judge judges a court case,
yes.
too, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about the courts and legal things like that. All right. Well, let's get back to the article. Who else is there? So there's Mike
the rude mouse.
The rude mouse mm-hmm. who's singing jazz music. And next we have Ash. Now, Ash is a porcupine with attitude.
A porcupine.
A porcupine with attitude. And he gets the crowd excited by playing punk rock music. So he's kind of a maybe slightly angry porcupine, but he definitely has attitude. A porcupine is the kind of animal you'll probably see in a zoo. People don't have them as pets because they're very spiky. They're sort of small, but they have lots of long, sharp things coming out of their backs. And if they don't like you, they'll back into you and you'll get all these spikes into you and it really, really hurts. Generally, porcupine are found in Africa. That's where the biggest porcupine are found. And it says he's got attitude. What does that
attitude.
Mean?
Attitude. Okay, so he's not a normal porcupine.
No, he's a punky porcupine with attitude.
With attitude. Okay, so the phrase with attitude describes mm-hmm. someone that is unique. Okay?
Yes.
They might dress and behave in an unusual way. So
yes.
a way that's kind of odd or mm-hmm. not normal, like not a lot of people would behave this way.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the thing about them is that they don't care what other people think of them.
They're kind of cool. They're kind of confident, maybe a little edgy, a little dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But they wear it very well,
mm-hmm.
right? You wouldn't, like, call them a bad guy or a criminal, but it's someone who, if you say, I don't like your clothes, like, I don't care what you think. I like my clothes. Go away. You're like, oh, okay, you're very confident.
Have an attitude.
That's absolutely right. And we also have this word crowd, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The crowd is sort of like the word audience when we're talking about
okay.
a performance, right? If the singer is singing, the crowd will be all the fans watching
cheering.
It.
Yay.
We can talk about a crowd at a sports event, too.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can just talk about a big group of people in any kind of situation, almost. There could be a crowd of people standing in front of a store
mm-hmm.
waiting to go in for the big sale. But it basically means it's not just one or five or ten. It might be 20, 50, 100, 1,000 people. That would be a crowd. For example, the crowd of fans wanted to get the singer's autograph.
Ah,
they're all rushed around.
The singer to sign their name.
Exactly.
Okay. Next, our article says,
mm-hmm.
then the judges... jaws drop
really?
When Johnny,
uh-huh.
a giant British, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Gorilla.
A British gorilla.
A giant British gorilla.
Okay, I've never heard of a tiny gorilla, but British is unusual. Okay.
Beautifully sings.
What does he do?
Stay With Me. A song.
Really?
Yeah.
He sings that song. And he's a gorilla, like King
uh-huh.
Kong.
Yes.
But he's British.
So he speaks.
He's
with
from
a
London,
accent.
But he's an African ape, and he sings a beautiful love song by Sam Smith called Stay With Me. That is quite impressive, and if something is really impressive, your jaw might drop. Exactly. If you see something that's so amazing you can't even keep your mouth closed.
It's like you're saying, wow.
Exactly.
And you're just froze. You're like,
stop in the middle of saying wow. And yes, as we mentioned, a gorilla is a very large ape. They're famous for beating their chests. They're black in color. And they're actually quite endangered.
Right?
They live in Rwanda and places like that
mm-hmm.
in Central Africa. But in this story, they also sing famous pop songs.
And they're British.
Okay.
Okay. So our article says, although all of these singers are great,
yep.
only one animal can come out on top.
That's what the problem with the competition is. Not everyone can win.
No, and we've also come to our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a quick break to watch our shortcut for you video.
Okay.
Shortcut for you.
This light is perfect. I'm going to take such a good photo.
Oh, Erin, what are you doing?
I'm taking photos for a photo contest.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
Hold still. Let me take your photo.
Okay. Wait a second. Why are you taking so many photos? Don't you just need one to enter the contest?
Well, if I take many photos, I'm sure to find one perfect one that will help me come out on top.
Why would you just choose the photo on top? Don't you want to look at all of them?
Of course. Come out on top actually means to win or be the best.
Okay, I get it. Come out on top means 拔得头筹脱颖而出.
That's right. Now, hold that pose. Perfect. Let's just take 10 more like that.
10 more? Are you crazy?
All right, back in the article, it says the film features several Hollywood stars,
okay. Such
as Matthew McConaughey and Scarlett Johansson. They're doing the voices of the characters. When something features something, when we feature something, that means it's a special thing. It might not be normal. It will definitely catch your attention. It might make you go, oh, that's kind of interesting. I was interested before, but if it features something extra special, it will make you more interested. And movies, they sell themselves. Featuring big stars, right? Because the fans of the stars will go see the movie no matter what it is. So we have Matthew McConaughey, Scarlett Johansson. So some of the characters in the movie, you'll hear the real actors' voices, but of course it'll look like an animal in the movie.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So the last line of our article says, you might be amazed at how well they sing when Sing hits a theater near you. Okay. So to be amazed means to be surprised by something.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, when your jaws drop, you are amazed, right? Let's use that in an example sentence. The audience was amazed by all the tricks the dog performed.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that a dog could do heart surgery.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
I saw that video
too. He actually saved that man's life by performing a 6-hour heart surgery.
You guys should check out that video.
No, that's not a real
not
dog.
Really true.
No. They might jump and flip around. I saw a dog dance once. That was pretty cool. That was a pretty cool trick. I don't know if I was amazed, but I was impressed.
Not amazed?
No.
Your jaw didn't drop?
Amazed is a little too much, but I was like, wow, that's really quite good. All right, that's it for us, but we do have a chat question. So let's come back, check that out, and then we'll be done for today. But first, we're going to sing!
Sing a song!
Sing!
For You Chat.
Well, we're running out of time, but that's okay, because we have actually a short question.
Okay.
If you were in a singing contest, what song would you sing?
I know.
Yeah?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G,
You're singing quite well, but
yeah?
I don't think the judges would be impressed with your song choice. What about you guys? What would be your best song, your favorite song, or the song the judges would be amazed by?
The jaws would drop.
Have a chat about that, and maybe we'll see you in the movie theater watching Sing, and if not, we'll see you back here very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sing. Sing is a 3D cartoon film that is sure to win the hearts of music fans around the world. The main character, Buster Moon, is an optimistic koala who owns a small theater. Unfortunately, times are hard and he's about to go out of business. To make money to save his theater, Buster decides to hold a singing contest. All the animals in town go wild over his idea, and everyone thinks they can win first prize. Mike, a rude mouse, tries to impress the judges with old jazz songs. Ash, a porcupine with attitude, gets the crowd excited by playing punk rock music. Then, the judges' jaws drop when Johnny, a giant British gorilla, beautifully sings Stay With Me. Although all of these singers are great, only one animal can come out on top. The film features several Hollywood stars, such as Matthew McConaughey and Scarlett Johansson, doing the voices for the characters. You might be amazed at how well they sing when Sing hits a theater near you. Vocabulary Review.
Character. In this novel, we follow the main character as he travels to Greece to find his birth father. Optimistic. Gerald remained optimistic about his future, even after he lost his job. Judge. All four judges were impressed with the dancer's performance. Crowd. Crowds gathered on the beach to watch the fireworks. Feature. I'm sure you'll love this movie because it features your favorite actor, Robert Downey Jr. Amazed. Linda was amazed by the little boy's knowledge of airplanes.